I'd like to welcome you back to Old Daf and Practice Series. Did you ever see anyone make a bracha before they smell perfume and they put on deodorant and they walk into a hotel lobby that has a good smell? We're all familiar that by Havdalah and Motzei Shabbos, we make a bracha, Borei Minei Besamim, and then we're able to smell the good smelling Besamim. Why is it that we don't find people make brachos on these other good fragrances? And the truth is, this should be pretty troubling. The Shulchan Aruch in Siman Reish Tes Zayin writes, "Aser lehenos mireach tov." It is forbidden for someone to derive benefit from a good smell, ad sheyavarech kodem shereach, until he makes a bracha before smelling. The Tur expounds on this halacha, and he writes, just like it's aser, it's forbidden for someone to eat or drink before making a bracha, similarly, it's aser to smell a good-smelling thing until you make a bracha. The Beis Yosef, commenting on the Torah, explains that the source for this halacha comes from the Gemara in today's daf, Brachos daf Mem Gimel. Towards the top of Mem Gimel, Mavez, the Gemara quotes from Rav, Minayin shemivarech malareach. How do I know that you're required to make a bracha on a good fragrance? Shenemar, as the pasuk says, Kol ha-neshama tahalalka. The Gemara explains the drasha from the pasuk of Kol ha-neshama tahalalka. We find that you're supposed to make a bracha before you smell a good fragrance. So why is it that we don't find people making so many brachas al hareach, people making so many brachas on good smelling things? The truth is that I only have a partial answer. The Gemara later, Dafnan Aleph from Abayz, the Mishnah, we find a discussion about what you're able to make a Borei Minei Besamim on by Havdalah. The Mishnah references spices that they used to place around the corpse. The Mishnah says that you can't make a Borei Minei Besamim on such spices because they weren't placed in order to give off a good fragrance, but rather to mask a bad smell. And therefore, many times, each case has to be evaluated. Is the reason why there's a good smell here in order to mask a bad smell? If there's a diffuser in a bathroom, many times it's not there in order so that it smells good, rather to avoid the alternative. That could answer many of the cases, but not all. But there's another Gemara. The Gemara in Daf Nun Gimel discusses if you have a smell that's absorbed into clothing. If you don't have the source of the smell, then you don't make a bracha as well. If a woman wears perfume, the perfume is absorbed. And that's why you shouldn't make a bracha. Similarly, if you have clothing that was laundered with pleasant smelling detergent, when you take it out of the dryer, it smells wonderful, nice and fresh, but you don't make a bracha because the smell is absorbed in something else. But that still doesn't help for all cases. In hotel lobbies, for example, when there's a diffuser, when there's an air freshener, it's not there necessarily to remove a bad smell. They're trying to give a pleasant smell. People have diffusers in their living rooms. The smell is there. There's the oil from the diffuser. It's not absorbed in something else. So why wouldn't you make a bracha? For that, you need Rishlam Zalman Orbach. He's quoted in Shemir Shabbos Kol Chaso in Hilchos Havdalah, where he discusses Besamim. He suggests that you shouldn't make a bracha Borei Besamim on perfume. That is because the only time you're able to make a bracha sareach, the only time you're supposed to make a bracha on a pleasant smell, is if it's a natural smell. If it's artificial, if it's a synthetic smell, then Rishon Zalman thinks that you shouldn't make a bracha. But from what I understand, there are high-end perfumes that do have natural smells. And therefore, if someone were to smell the perfume in a bottle in a store to see whether they like it, if they spray it onto a piece of paper and smell the paper, that would be a scenario in which the fragrance was absorbed in something else, which you wouldn't make a bracha. But if you smell the perfume in the bottle, assuming that there is a natural smell here, I don't know what the basis would be not to make a bracha before smelling such perfume.